Petula Clark and the largest selling retail record yesterday downtown. 31 degrees in the Twin Cities. 25 before 8, KDWB on the move for our Friday morning report, March 5 of 1965. Twin Citizen Inquiry. An anonymous writer inquires, "Dear Mr. Brown, my son has been acting strangely lately. I suspect he might be involved in narcotics. If a parent suspects this in their family, what should they do?" Ernest H. Hall, District Supervisor of the Narcotics Bureau, answers this Twin Citizen Inquiry in seconds.
Glenn Ford and Henry Fonda, two of the Wild West's biggest fall guys, go head over heels for a mean-eyed bronc and some bareback fillies in MGM's Wild Wild Western, The Rounders. It's Glenn Ford and Henry Fonda as The Rounders, a couple of saddle-happy cowpokes who tame horses for a living and women for the fun of it. In both cases, they get thrown in more ways than one. In the funniest, wildest Western you ever did see. So for a corral full of comedy and action that's high, wide, and then some, see Glenn Ford, Henry Fonda in The Rounders. It's all in Panavision and Metrocolor, and it's all wild. The Rounders.
See The Rounders, now showing at these fine neighborhood theaters, The Man, Southtown, Anoka, Boulevard Heights, Hollywood, Hopkins, Ridgefield, and Terrace.
Well, of course, I would suggest that they try to get the information that they can from the child and assure them that it would be kept in confidence and then turn the information to the local police here.
But your suggestion is for the parent to try to gain the confidence of the son or daughter and get in touch with maybe the family physician and the police?
Yes, so that something can be done toward eliminating the source without involving the child or the family itself. And certainly if they talk to us, it would be kept confidential. And I'm sure the same would apply to the city police department, the narcotics squad over there, and of course that would apply to the physician.
The latest on the Minneapolis meningitis scare next.
From the Mesabi Range to St. Anthony Falls. From the big pine forest to the sky-tinted water of 10,000 lakes. From the peaceful quiet of the Red River Valley to the exciting activity of the Twin Cities. This land is our land, land of the giant. The giant, serving the needs of its land and people. KDWB. The giant of the great North Country.
This is the giant.
South Minneapolis Alderman Richard Franson comments to KDWB on the latest news about the meningitis scare at Roosevelt High School.
Due to the unfortunate death of a student at Roosevelt High School caused by meningitis, the Minneapolis Health Department, at my suggestion, has opened up their clinic to all Roosevelt students who came in contact with Russell Dahl. Any student desiring this medication must have written consent from parent or guardian. This will be administered in the Minneapolis Public Health Center, 250 South 4th Street, room 71 today. I believe our new Commissioner of Health, Dr. Smith, should be commended for giving guidance, leadership, and showing compassion to his fellow man. The citizens of South Minneapolis are grateful and are relieved of worry because the health department opened up this clinic.
South Minneapolis Alderman Richard Franson. At 7:40 a.m., as the news goes, so go mornings on KDWB.
You love Doublemint gum. Double good, double good, Doublemint gum. Double fresh flavor, double smooth too. Doublemint's double delightful to chew. You love Doublemint gum. Get double everything rolled into one. You love Doublemint gum. Double good Doublemint gum. Double everything rolled into one. You love Doublemint gum.
double good Doubleman gum.
Charlie Brown program time, 20 before 8. Good morning, 31 degrees. We'll see the sun today. That's Susie Thompson, Paper Tiger. 14th largest selling record in the Twin Cities yesterday. 31 degrees this morning in the Twin Cities. Northerly winds 20. Humidity's 89%. We'll take a complete Charlie Brown look at our calendar for our weather in just a couple of moments. 18 before 8 o'clock in the morning. We did want to mention, though, that with all the weather we've had lately, we heard Jim O'Neill say yesterday on his program, along with all his Fleeple winners, he said that with all this winter weather lately, he thought that for Lent, he'd give up his winter residence here in Minnesota.
What does an Episcopalian bishop believe about Lent? That's next at 7:42.
Robert Hall for Easter. All that's new in clothes. Robert Hall for Easter.
Economy, quality, shop Robert Hall.
Gals, here's a terrific special tomorrow and Sunday only at Robert Hall. Fashion's two favorite shell blouses, specially featured, two for $5. And wait until you see them. One is a stunning Orlon knit shell with smart horizontal stripes. The other is a turtleneck shell in soft nylon knit in luscious colors. At these sensational savings, you'll be wanting both of these pretty shell blouses, two for $5, tomorrow and Sunday only at Robert Hall.
All Robert Hall stores in the Twin Cities are open daily, 9:30 until 9:30. All Robert Hall stores, except St. Paul, are open Sunday from noon till 6.
Bishop Donegan's comment that he advocated a Lenten period of 2 weeks in his sermon at Trinity Church on Ash Wednesday did not mean that he was planning action to implement such a change. The bishop was merely in expressing an opinion that he believed it would be more feasible and practical for communicants today to adhere to such a shortened period.
A spokesman for New York Episcopalian Bishop Donegan.
Cloudy today, but clearing late today or tonight. Mostly fair Saturday. Little change in temperature, except colder tonight. Northerly winds 15 to 25, diminishing tonight. The high today and Saturday near 35. The low tonight and tomorrow night, 15. This morning, cloudy skies. We expect to see the sun before the day is over. Humidity's 89%, with only 15 days till spring. Here in the Twin Cities this morning, 31 degrees. And a look at the area temperatures in 60 seconds.
Here's Ralph Harris for McLean's.
It's McLean's, the toothpaste that cleans with a new kind of taste that's wild. Yeah, 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 yeah. What a taste, what a zing. When you smile, all the bells will ring. Get 'em white, start tonight with McLean's. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, isn't it time you tried the swinging new toothpaste that gets teeth irresistibly white? McLean's has a taste that's so lively, so dazzling that you can actually feel it whitening. Your whole mouth feels refreshed and invigorated. Come on now, you try new McLean's. You'll dig it. It's McLean's, the toothpaste that cleans with a new kind of taste that's wild. Yeah, 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 yeah. What a taste, what a zing. When you smile, all the bells will ring. Get 'em wiped, start tonight with McLean's. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You still using that sweet kid stuff?
Speaking of some of that sweet stuff, Candy, what does it look like over the area?
In Grand Forks, clear 5 above. Fargo, clear 4 above. St. Cloud, cloudy 28 above. Huron, clear 8 above. Sioux Falls, cloudy 25 above. Eau Claire, cloudy 30 above. Madrid, 36 above, cloudy. Twin Cities, cloudy and 30 above, Charlie.
30 above now. Well, I guess that's what we'd expect at 14 before the hour.
Here it is.
KDWB Instant Discovery.
Never find another you. That's the current KDWB Instant Musical Discovery by the Seekers. 31 degrees on a Friday morning. We have a time tome for hippies. Ready? Right. 11 before 8 o'clock in the morning.
I have a report from Richard Nixon on cue on the Moscow demonstrations.
Hello there. I want to tell all you men about the Warner Brothers winter vacation package. Men, how would you like to spend 7 lovely nights in a house of terror? Yes, I said 7 nights. And by the way, don't bring your shaving kits. We have a blade for all of you. The Guillotine Special. Love that sound.
Can your nerves stand a week of absolute terror crammed into just a few hours? Warner Brothers thinks so. That's why they've made the movie Two on a Guillotine, a spine-numbing story starring Connie Stevens and Dean Jones as the two on a guillotine. See it. That is, if you don't mind sticking your necks out.
See Two on a Guillotine, a shocker, now showing at the Orpheum Theaters, downtown Minneapolis and St. Paul. Visit soon the beautiful man, Southtown, the Twin Cities' only completely new luxury theater.
At 7:50 a.m., former Vice President Richard M. Nixon.
Now, in some countries, in a free country, for example, a government cannot control an attack. You can have police protection, but believe me, there isn't any question in my mind, but the responsibility for this rests with the Communist Party and the Soviet Union, and I think in this instance, we have to do something about it. Certainly, we shouldn't be talking about increased trade, more wheat, and all the rest at a time that the Soviet government is not only attacking our embassy, but sending arms to North Vietnam.
As the news goes, so go mornings on KDWB.
Here's exciting news. It's the first showing of the new model homes in Riverview Terrace. Model homes designed and decorated by architect Newton Griffith. These new medium-priced model homes in Riverview Terrace have features usually found only in custom-built homes costing 2 or 3 times more. The homes have up to 5 bedrooms with floor-to-ceiling wardrobe closets, exciting center hall arrangement, rear-facing living rooms, glass sliding doors, casement windows, imported lighting fixtures, and pebble stone patios. The Riverview model homes have up to 3 glamorous baths with exclusive marble top vanities. You have to see them to know how beautiful a home can be. 18 different models priced from only $15,175 to $22,675. To see these new model homes, drive north of the Minneapolis city limits on Highway 10. That's the East River Road, and follow the signs to Riverview. Riverview Terrace is a planned community designed by Orrin Thompson, most experienced and respected builder in the upper Midwest.
The news never stops on KDWB. Good morning, darling. It's 8 minutes before 8 a.m. Got 31 degrees now. Winds north of 20. Humidity's 89%. We'll continue with our KDWB Friday morning report for March the 5th of 1965, a day we hope to see the sunshine, since we haven't seen it since last Saturday. Right after Henry Marcotte reports the big news, we'll have the fourth largest selling record from retail sales yesterday, Ferry Across the Mersey, by Jerry and the Pacemakers. Also, a report from a Minneapolis alderman on glue sniffing. By the way, there was something I wanted to mention this morning, especially before you have to get into the office. I had an appointment to speak at a Boy Scout banquet this coming Saturday night for the Order of the Arrow. That's part of the Boy Scouts, the Aurora Division of the Order of the Arrow. And when the young man contacted me to speak at this banquet this coming Saturday night, before I could find out where the banquet was going to take place, he forgot to tell me. So, if you're a Boy Scout with the Order of the Arrow planning on that annual banquet this coming Saturday night, I'd surely appreciate a call at Prospect 61501 to find out where I'm supposed to speak. No comments from you, Henry Marcotte. Henry Marcotte standing by with all the news from KDWB.
At 7:54, it's 30 degrees.
The
big news comes first on KDWB.
This is Henry J. Marcotte, Vandenberg Air Force Base. The Air Force says first reports indicate a Titan I ICBM missile is on course for a target area about 5,000 miles across the Pacific. The missile was fired this morning from Vandenberg Air Force Base as part of a payload test series. Moscow, the Communist Party newspaper Pravda, accuses President Johnson of talking about peace while American forces expand the war in Vietnam. At the same time, Russia's military newspaper Red Star says the only solution to the Vietnamese problem lies in peaceful negotiations. Washington, D.C.
Despite the election of a heavily favorable liberal Congress, the administration faces the worst trouble in years over foreign aid. Not just the traditional efforts to cut the bill's size, but a new congressional hassle over procedure. Senate Foreign Relations Chairman Fulbright wants two aid bills, one military, one economic. The House chairman wants to keep it all in one package. The administration favors the House position, but has not said so on the record yet. In other Capitol Hill activity, senators continue a study of constitutional amendments proposed to let state legislatures have one House elected on a non-population basis. Chairman Zablocki of the House Far East Subcommittee says the U.S. may close other installations in Indonesia in the wake of yesterday's decision to pull the U.S. Information Agency out of Sukarno land. Downtown, President Johnson meets with Negro leader Martin Luther King, presumably to discuss a forthcoming voting rights bill. And a group pushing changes in the immigration law got a sympathetic hearing yesterday from Hawaii Senator Fung. He said he favored liberalizing the law because his own mostly Chinese ancestry was mixed. As you know, he joked, my great-great-grandfather ate Captain Cook. That's Washington. This is Pye Chamberlain.
Stillwater, the first-degree murder trial of 40-year-old Mrs. Audrey Samuelson is expected to begin Monday in Washington County District Court in Stillwater. The last juror will be chosen today. Anoka, county authorities are holding 29-year-old Gerald Bergman today for investigation in the stabbing of a 24-year-old Coon Rapids school teacher early yesterday. Bergman was sought after Gail Weigold of 425 Sand Creek Drive staggered to the home of a neighbor, suffering from stab wounds in the chest and throat and wounds inflicted by a hammer. Miss Weigold roomed at Bergman's home. He's married to Miss Weigold's sister. Twin Cities weather next.
Fill her up, ma'am?
Yes, please.
Check the oil?
Yes, and, add a pint of STP.
Oh, using too much oil?
No.
Noisy valve lifters?
No.
Oh, you're using STP for better gas mileage, and because...
Because STP lubricates every moving part of the engine and gives it continued protection from oil change to oil change. In new cars, STP gives a more positive piston seal that prevents blow-by, which is why STP increases compression and gives more power and better gas economy. Now, in the transmission...
Whoa! Say... Who you been talking to?
Andy Granatelli.
The Granatelli who races those Novis at Indianapolis?
Mm-hmm. He's my husband.
Well, he should know.
Well, I think so, too.
One pint of STP coming up.
And if you want your engine to start quicker and easier on a cold winter morning, just add STP to your oil.
Wednesday mornings are completely different from Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. As the news goes, so go mornings on KDWB.
From the KDWB Weather Bureau direct line, cloudy today, but clearing late today or tonight, mostly fair Saturday, little change in temperature except colder tonight. We'll have winds out of the north at 15 to 25 miles an hour, diminishing tonight. The high today and Saturday near 35, the low tonight and tomorrow night 15. Humidity in the Twin Cities is at 85%. Winds remain out of the north at 21 miles an hour. Twin City temperature as we start our third hour of the Friday morning report with Charlie Brown, 30 KDWB degrees. For KDWB News, this is Henry J. Marcotte.
That's the big news on the big news station, KDWB St. Paul, a servant to the great North Country.
Giant, 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 giant.
Two before 8 in the morning, KDWB music already.
Here I'll stay.
Jerry and the Pacemakers, fourth largest selling record in the Twin Cities yesterday, ferry across the Mersey. Good morning, 30 degrees of temperature now, with maybe a little sunshine yet today. Winds north of 20, humidity's 89%. Charlie Brown for breakfast time is 8 o'clock in the a.m. This is our KDWB Friday morning report for March 5 of 1965. This hour we'll have all the weather, plus a report from the Bahamas.
Alderman Johnson on glue sniffing.
Along with that, a direct report from Ted Martinson of the Highway Patrol on the highways this morning. All the big news when it happens, as the news goes, so go mornings on KDWB.
An ordinance to control glue sniffing in the city of Minneapolis has been considered by the city council. However, the first ordinance submitted did not meet the needs of the problem. An ordinance brought into the city council last week also didn't meet the needs because it did one thing that was unnecessary and it didn't do one thing that was necessary. One unnecessary thing was to require both notes from the parents of minors and also to require the druggists in town and the hobby shop owners to keep lists of the name, address, and the sex of the people buying the glue. First place, these notes can be forged very easily. In the second place, it's quite easy to go outside the city of Minneapolis and buy the glue. So the city council, in its wisdom, decided that this ordinance needed more work and referred it back to the Ordinances and Legislation Committee. I'm hopeful that within 2 weeks we'll have an ordinance to help control glue sniffing in the city of Minneapolis. And by the way, this is just one of the various kinds of intoxicants that can be used by people that want to get high on some kind of a drug. It's only one of many, many different kinds that are available on grocery store and on drugstore shelves without prescription. But at least trying to control the sale of this one product and the misuse of this one product will be a constructive step in the right direction.
Alderman John W. Johnson at 8.02 a.m.
Discover Education.
KDWB.
Income tax special. For wage earners, the period from January 1st through April 15th is always a crucial one. The preceding year's income tax must be computed, declarations filed, and taxes paid. Within this series, you will learn where and how to file, how to claim exemptions, and what is income, what is not. This, then, is Discover Education Income Tax Special.
Here it is.
KDWB Instant Discovery.